Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harry Malmberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts between the mound and first base. Heft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox bunts towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Fane moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Malmberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fane is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler strikes out. There goes Rivera. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George Kell pinch hits for Dick Donovan. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from House and he is safe. Rivera steals third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Chuck Alice now pitching. George Kell now playing first base. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. House strikes out. One out. Harry Malmberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malmberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malmberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. Heft bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Malmberg moves to second. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuck Alice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Alice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Bridwesser moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.